down the road, and then I find a tree. I find a tree.
Oh shit! What in the balls is the shit is happening right now?
Well, hey, hold it up, Tina. Just chill out, yo. We warned you about that dang Infinity Growler. It doesn't have any ingots, any Infinity Stones in it yet. But we warned you. It was tough, and you hung tough, but and now I guess now you're passing out tough. And this is, but welcome back. I mean, hey, welcome back. We're on our way. We're just walking.
Well, what the shit? Where the shit are we going? Oh my God. Where the shit are we going, Tree Ripper? I mean, what the shit?
I don't know. I was walking slow, like trying not to wake you up. It seemed like you were having a good nap. And I mean, Raziel and Jafiel are up there, and you want me to go ahead and catch up and grab them? But you know what? The best thing to cure an Infinity Growler hangover is the Infinity Growler. It's called Hair of the Bear.
Well, shit. Yeah, I mean, like, there's no way I could say no to that right now. I don't even think my midriff is ripping right now. So, it's like, I hand it over.
Yeah.
Tree Ripper and Holder Top Tina, stop. Tree Ripper sits down on his big old bear butt, and Holder Top Tina slides down, and they start a bonfire in the middle of the path. And Holder Top Tina doesn't object. She's not thinking anything except, get this damn hangover out of my head.
Oh my shit. Get this damn hangover out of my head. Oh my God.
Well, I'm starting the fire. I'm gonna have to do a magical purple fart on it because I don't have any kindling. But, just rip this midriff. Get this growler and then you rip your midriff. But I'm gonna do my magical purple sparkly fart right now.
What? Give me the growler. I don't give no shits. Oh my God.
Tree Ripper starts the fire. Holder Top Tina chugs that Infinity Growler. She's not only trying to get rid of that damn headache.
Oh, this damn fucking headache.
She's trying to divine inspiration on where Turquoise Randy is. She saw him without his dice once. It was only for a little bit, hours, minutes, but she saw what happens. She knows. Holder Top Tina knows who Turquoise Randy is. She knows he is Azrael. And she knows that he wants Azrael contained. Turquoise Randy wants Azrael contained because, as we're alluding to and shadow casting in this podcast so far in this season, when Azrael gets loose, it seems like he wants to do very bad things, like distort time into a point of an atom to make it into a neutron star. To make a neutron flail. to destroy all reality. Something like that, like, for example. Halter Top Tina knows this. Halter Top Tina has known this. Even before she's known this, she has felt it. If we remember correctly, Halter Top Tina and Turquoise Randy had more than a relationship. Their bond goes through time. That sort of connection causes a blockage, a dam in the flow. It causes a pendulum to be pulled back. And the nature of pendulums is they will always swing to the opposite. That is their nature. That is the duality. Halter Top Tina knew, and Turquoise Randy knew, that the opposite of what they were feeling, of what they were destined, of what they deserved to feel, is the reality they are both now experiencing, separated, bereft. This is why Halter Top Tina chugs.
You don't know why I chug, motherfuckers. I'm gonna chug this shit.
Tina. Halter Top, Miss Halter Top. Slow down. You can't. No mortal can chug it that hard. No mortal can chug it that hard and live. Like, Tina, slow down.
Tree Ripper, he's usually chill as shit. Unless he's, you know, ripping trees. But Tree Ripper tried to grab the growler from her, and that's basically the first time he ever tried to, like, you know, basically snatch a growler from anybody, because that's opposite of the standard rules for an infinity growler.
Stand back, motherfucker. Don't you snatch my swatch. Get the shit away from me.
Tina, this isn't offensive. I don't know what's happened to you. What's different? Something's changing. What are you doing?
What the shit, man? They be taking my drug dice, phylactery. They be taking it and just going where they want. My love, my one love, my girl. She be holding it. She keeping it from me. What she be doing?
Listen. Listen.
Yes, that was a true love. It is a love of which I will never forget. It is what drives me. It drives my hate now. It's the pendulum for a love that big to have happened between me, Turquoise Randy. But it was not me. I am not Turquoise Randy. And Halter Top Tina, they were a pair fitted forever. I am now Azriel. This is who I am, and know what I will do with my neutron star flail. Once I bind, dispel, this rot, this 4.6 billion year convalescence, this conduction of this reality into one single atom. All of time in this area, I will compress into my neutron star. I will put that neutron star into my phylactery, the cursed drug dice, which I have been bound to for as long as I can remember, since before I hang under the tree. But once I bind these two, I will have my neutron flare. And then we will see what is more, love or the hate.
Listen.
Check. Next episode, Jophiel and Raziel take the lead on the journey. They started off in a group, but you know, as the path continues, smaller groups form. Some have faster pace, some not. Halter Top Tina was riding on the back of Tree Ripper, and the fur remind her of her shag carpet back in her apartment on top of the restaurant, and she fell asleep, so, or passed out, either or. But I think we should pick up our journey with Raziel and Jophiel up front to answer the question, where are they going? The narrator has just listened to the last episode, and it seems as if they have two choices: to the monk monastery, which in season one had a key you have to find to teleport up to it because it has a shield, but we are 4.6 billion years in the future, so I believe that already had happened, and something like that. And there was another one, the abandoned ancient graveyard, which is super fucking sick. Like, back in season one of the Blame the Dice of the Ascension arc, that was that was it. That would have been cool. They would have got really, really good weapons. They didn't go to it. So I want to write that in somehow to the arc, just to find the weapons and defeat the bad peeps and find out what goes on. But I have to review some more, the narrator metagaming says, because isn't that where the shit hut is built? Isn't the shit hut by Raziel?
What?
Raziel.
What? What the shit? I'm here. Like, I was looking to my left and you're on my right. You don't have to poke me.
No, I was talking to you the whole time. The shit hut was by that ancient graveyard, right?
Well, yeah, that haunted ass shit. That was stupid. Like, why would we go into the haunted ass shit?
No, well, that's what I was saying. Maybe there could be something, some kind of... I know you're into boons. I know it probably won't be porn or growlers or anything. But maybe there might be something we could fight the thing and try to stop these echoes. All I'm saying is that I have a premonition that something bad is on its way. And I did try to jock your style. I did. I tried just to try to fit in. I've been kind of an outsider. They call me Square and, you know, Prissy Boy. But I... You know who I am, and had to be serious on this one. Halter Top Tina will not stop until she gets that drug dice back to Turquoise Randy. I don't I don't know how she will track him. Maybe like through true love or something, or maybe her midriff actually has powers. But I don't know any other place to go besides that monk monastery. Back 4.6 billion years ago, before we went into the ether, that was the crucible. That was the crux of the situation. And I think I have a feeling we need to head there.
Shit, dude. Like, fine. Like, are you trying to argue with me? Like, I'm trying to talk you out of it or something? Like, all I know is that the four of us in this group right now, some of us are passed out, some of us are hungover, some of us are still drunk, but like, all of us are immune to the thing that is causing the terror around here. We are all immune to this, the whispers, to the rot, and...
Wait, you know about the rot? You know it by name? Tan Margaret told us about that in the shit hut.
Yeah, dude, like... Okay.
Alter Top Tina begins to change.
Listen, mother... What the f... Don't you just try to on my growler. I'm trying to say I ripped my
Tina, what's happening? You're having problems cussing. Like the growler always makes it real easy to cuss, like that infinity growler. Like, it's basically like mandatory to cuss after or during.
I can't cuss. It's, what is going on? Like, what is happening? This is bullshit. I feel weird. I can't make my cool ass voice right because I can't cuss worth shit. What did you do to me, Tree Ripper?
Listen, put the growler down. What is happening? What is happening?
Alter Top Tina, who we know as Haniel, begins to transform.